Welcome to Shir 7 on the Sabbath. And last time, we finished discussing the 39 Malachos. We began to talk about the 39th, specifically about Erev. And now, we're going to continue to expand on the topic of the Erev. Many communities have an expanded Erev Chatziros that allows carrying from one's house to the street and through the streets. The idea behind this likely came from walled cities that were basically a huge Rishus HaYachid, a private domain. In Halacha, we have a Tzuras HaPesach, as we mentioned in our past shir, which can enclose an area without actual walls. Now, due to the Tzuras HaPesach, entire neighborhoods could surround themselves with these symbolic walls, which halachically would make them into a courtyard. Once this halachic wall is made, the members of the town need to combine their rights of possession through a box of matzah or the like, as we discussed in the past year. Now this Erev, in other words this box of matzah, is left in a prominent location in the main shul to remind everyone that it's through this combined property that we may carry in the streets. The Erev must constantly be supervised to ensure that all the poles and strings remain halachically valid from week to week, especially after a storm and things when it's likely to need repairs. To quote Diane Grunfeld directly, he writes, "One can say that this constant concern that the Erev is in working order serves the same purpose of imprinting the seal of God's sovereignty on our social lives, which is the essence of the malacha of carrying. If there's no Erev, or if it's down, then of course one may not carry on Shabbos. As we discussed, by ceasing from carrying," again a quote, "we acknowledge God's sovereignty over the world of social relations, the circulation of material goods, whether for commercial, personal, or social ends, is the lifeblood of the community, and it is this which must be dedicated in its entirety to God on the Shabbos. One only infringes on this malacha when the item is carried in its normal manner, by hand, pocket, in a case, etc. If this item is worn as part of one's attire, so then it becomes part of their person and it's okay. So for example, carrying a coat is aser, but wearing it is not. If you wear something, then there is no malacha. So for example, one may not carry a tissue. However, one can wear a handkerchief as a scarf or tie a few of them together to make it into a belt. One may also wear more than one coat if needed. To qualify as clothing, the item has to be worn in its proper manner." Now, in the last shir, we discussed the malacha itself, so let's look at some of the gezeros now. So some of those include carrying an item that you might take off. So for example, one may not wear glasses on Shabbos if they are not always worn, because you might come to take them off in the street. One may not carry a child in the street. One may not push a stroller, but in case of need, you may ask a non-Jew to push the stroller. Okay, some other regulations that our Chachamim instituted include a karmelis. Now, a karmelis is an unfrequented place. That's the literal meaning. These are places that one might confuse with the Torah domains. So included are streets that are less than 28 feet or lacking other characteristics of Rishus HaRabim, a public domain, such as a cul-de-sac. Most streets fall into this category. It's funny that the actual word, according to Rashi, means an unfrequented place, yet most of our streets do fall into this category of a karmelis. Another way we could say it is that these streets are a Rishus HaRabim on a rabbinic level. Okay, we also have an enclosed space not attached to a house, so for example a park, which is more than 50 square yards, open country area, seas, rivers, and shores. One may not carry to or from a karmelis to a public or private domain. One may not carry 7 feet in a karmelis, again, all midarabanan. And next we have what we call a makom pitur, which is a free place. And this location lacks any of the characteristics of the biblical domains or of the karmelis. It's enclosed and it's less than 14 inches square in Eretz Yisrael, or enclosed by walls that are at least 11 inches high, or an area with these dimensions above or lower than the street. Okay, so we're now going to read the remainder of the Malacha of Hutzah inside. We have already noted the deplorable ignorance and neglect among large sections of the Jewish public of these laws against carrying on Shabbos. Yet, as we have seen, they are of fundamental importance in the Shabbos scheme, our sages have decreed that the mitzvos of shofar and lulav shall not be observed if the occasion for performing them falls on Shabbos. The only reason for this decree is lest an over-enthusiastic Jew might forget it was Shabbos and inadvertently carry the shofar or the lulav in the street. Our great teachers considered the mere possibility of a desecration of the Shabbos by carrying to be of such consequence that they decreed the omission of these two important mitzvos of the Torah rather than take the risk. Anyone who, for reasons of personal convenience, is inclined to treat the malacha of carrying lightly is thus making a very grave mistake. It is hoped that this survey of the malacha categories has given the reader some little insight into the practical aspect of true Shabbos observance. With a little thought, it will be seen how each productive purpose, each individual malacha which we have discussed, is a practical application of the fundamental Shabbos concept developed at length. It will be seen, too, how each gezerah is an expression of true Jewish yiras shamayim, of reverence for God and His commandments, and of the determination of the Jewish people not to let momentary weakness or forgetfulness rob them of their unique act of homage and service, cessation from malacha on Shabbos. So this concludes shir number 7, our survey of all 39 malachos, and specifically in this shir, our focus on carrying on Shabbos.